News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! It's hump day. It's December the 10th. It's 7:06 in the morning, and our phone line's here, 605-4567, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be rolling in here in a couple minutes. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So I'm here with Bad Bob himself, who comes in during, as one of our people in the chat room in there already says, the differences in reporting of the coming storm is crazy. Everything from epic with 65-mile-an-hour winds to 50-mile-an-hour winds. The epic is kind of creepy. Epic?
Well, it's easy epic to overstate this stuff, but yeah, this is a very powerful storm. And I think that the powers that be, especially in the weather service, don't want to be, if it's really, really bad and they don't say it's really, really bad, then they get blamed for not saying it was bad.
Right. Well, you know what? You remember Cheetah Johnson?
Yes. Right.
Well, of course, everybody remembers Cheetah Johnson, who used to be the weather person here in town for the 7. One of the reasons that she got, after her contract was up here, and she had two offers, one to go to Sacramento and one to go to Houston. She took the one in Houston. And I know you're thinking, well, you know, much bigger audience and all that, which was true. But one of the reasons, and we sat and talked about it one day, was that they get epic weather in Houston.
They get more interesting
and they
weather.
Get, yeah. You know what? And if you're a weather person, you like that, where you get all different types. You get hurricanes and storms. And she said, frankly, Sacramento has the same kind of weather that Redding does. I mean, occasionally you get, fog. I mean, so this gave her a chance to grow and to be able to take on that one, too. But this one seems like it's going to be pretty big.
Actually, my wife was with the Forest Service, and before that she worked for the National Weather Service. And she was assigned for a time in Phoenix, which was an extremely boring assignment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing happens. It's hot today.
Yeah.
And it's hot tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if it's not hot, it's semi-hot.
Yeah.
And it's no rain. Okay, now we have some rain. Oh, we have some floods. Okay, rains are over.
Yeah,
I know. And, you know, when you have your epic storms, it's up like in Flagstaff or someplace like that. But, okay, what is our weather?
We do have rain on the way, mainly after 10 this morning. It'll be a high of 56. And the rain will continue throughout the day. And then tonight, we've got rain and wind. We could see gusts up to 50 miles an hour. And with the ground being so wet, it means some trees are going to come down 2 to 3 inches of rain. And that will continue all the way through late on Thursday. And right now in Redding, we have 56 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793, locally owned and operated. Okay. A lot of things going on. We're having the chief is in with us today. We're going to have a phone call from the senior editor of Cigar Aficionado magazine, and we're going to talk about their latest issue with Strahan and women golfers and the good life. You know, I find it interesting when you see a Cigar Aficionado magazine, you don't even have to smoke cigars to enjoy the magazine. I mean, it's one of life and living, too. It's kind of like maybe the GQ used to be, or is that right? Gentlemen's
quarterly.
Okay. Yeah. Like that. And, you know, something where it's, you see things that, you know, cars and trips and places to go to and all these.
Well, the
it's
cover.
It's cool. It's
cover. It's a great cover.
It's got a great cover.
Pierce Brosnan during his heyday in that tux.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and in fact, they've, you know, women on it too. I mean, it's a magazine that was started. Well, we're going to talk to the senior editor here in a little bit. Anyway, but let's go to Gary. Gary, Common Core.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to everyone. Last night, our group against Common Core did a presentation at the Pacheco School Board, and we were well received, and they were very surprised with the amount of research we'd done, and even more surprised at what the research said, and as much as we could say with four or five people presenting at 3 minutes apiece. Then this afternoon at 1:30, we have a biggie in front of the county superintendent and the school board. That's an open meeting, and that's at 1:30 at the right next to the Schrader Planetarium.
Right, Schrader Planetarium, right there at the in the building there. I would encourage people, if you're interested in Common Core and interested about your children's education, is to go to that meeting today.
Yep.
I don't know what do you expect
at 5:30? We meet at the Good Times Pizza in Palisadro, the corner of Deschutes and Old 44. So no charge, no obligation, other than. Hey, Brogan, just as you said, what's happening regarding their children's education and Common Core.
What do you expect from it? Gary.
Gary. Yes.
Gary, what do you expect from this when you brief on all this? What's your briefing?
The different school districts will have to do it on their own, and that is pull out of Common Core. And it is going to be an economic jolt, because that's the big bribe in front of all these school districts. It's money, 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 money. And eventually, maybe California will pull out, but I doubt it, just because of their politics. Now, other states are doing, I think Pennsylvania is just the most recent one to pull out, in other areas, and we're in contact with some of those that have done it in Missouri, et cetera, are pulling out and also going to court and lawsuits. And it may come to that. And we do have Pacific Justice Institute pro bono. They came to us, so to speak,
right.
At least as I understand. So we have that behind us.
Okay. All right, Gary. That's
today
at 1:30.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
That's today at 1:30, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, you know what last night is? You know, we're trying to catch up. And Monday, Linda and I were clobbered with this, I don't know what it was, some kind of ailment that hit us Monday. And, you know, the whole week we've been running hard and all this, but it hit us Monday. And people actually were betting we were not going to be here on Tuesday. We're actually betting we were not going to be here yesterday morning. And you know what? It would have been so easy not to be here yesterday. But yeah, I don't know. It's something you have to, you know, you have to suck it up. And this is for, of course, some of our young people out there who.
Wait a minute.
Know, have,
I'm here.
Who have scratchy voices. Yeah, I know. Have scratchy throats and don't come to work. Anyway, but the other thing, too, is so then last night, all day yesterday afternoon into the early evening, Linda is and Karen are decorating the tree.
Well, yeah. Good morning, everyone here. I guess, you know, just trying to batten down the hatches. Where else, unless you own your own station, can you come in late?
Well,
no, we get up at 5. It's not like, you know, but still.
Just
anyway,
kind of
I told her I'm going to be. I told Carl I'm going to be late today because why would the biggest storm of the day of the year? I'm trying to do my hair, but
anyway. But after
weird.
After all that, the fact is that going back and being able to get a good night's sleep, I think, makes a big difference. And the Sleep Number bed that we have is just fantastic.
Well, so well that I fell asleep in a rerun of trying to watch it on a series, Sons of Anarchy. And anyway, so my sleep number's at, I've gone down to 45. I'm hanging out there, and I'm just loving it.
Sleep number setting is also the same as 45. And the fact is, with the new Sleep IQ technology that that Sleep Number affords, is that it can help you sleep better. And you've got a bed that's made in America. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's right here in town. And right now, you get $300 off any of their popular models right here by heading over to the Sleep Number store right in the Target Shopping Center. I can't say enough about this. Made in America, guaranteed. How much is good night's sleep worth? What a great Christmas present to give to you. Each other. Yeah, you're saying, oh, gosh, that's not very romantic. Could be. Anyway, head on down to the Target Shopping Center and see Brian and Janice, and they're going to give you your sleep number.
Isn't what? This cool?
Did
about
you have that strange look in your face?
I wanted to jump in real quick. Linda mentioned Sons of Anarchy. I haven't watched the show, okay. But I have friends who do.
Okay, now don't say anything about what happened last night.
I watched all the way through.
I couldn't turn it off.
Oh, well, see, we've taped it, so we were watching the second of the last.
Yeah, the last one was last night.
I don't even mention it.
Don't even say anything about it.
He's not seen it.
Well, I know, but somebody's going to tell him something. Some friends of mine were just all up in arms. Well, I don't even want to hear it, okay? Don't even say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've seen it, so you don't.
That was last week's.
I thought you said you watched it all the way through.
Last week.
Oh, but last night was on, so you
last
didn't
night,
watch
I didn't see it last night.
Okay, so let me catch up, and then we can watch the finale together.
Yeah, but what I have to do right now is take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Roundtable. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 at 720. And raining.
You know,
be
today,
careful out there. Very slick.
Today we're going to have David Sarter Savona, who is the editor of senior editor of Cigar Aficionado, will be on at 7:30 for a few minutes for a segment. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got the chief of police right here in Reading, and we're going to discuss body cameras. How much do we pay our policemen, and how does that compare with other cities? We've got some stuff there. Because, you know, it always comes up, oh, we're paying them more than anything. Well, are we? Are we paying them more than they do in Los Angeles? I've heard that several times. I may have even repeated that because I was told that. And I don't know if I'm correct, but we're going to find out because we're looking it all up and we're going to talk to the chief today.
Okay. I have something that is in my craw.
Uh-oh.
All right. So
uh-oh.
I know you want to go here, but okay. So I always like to go on USA Today or skip around a different five things that they say that you should know. So one of the things that came up was Time's Person of the Year claims their cover. Okay. See if this doesn't just roast your marshmallows. The short list of eight is already out there for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. But who will get the cover? Question mark. Everyone from Taylor Swift to Vladimir Putin is up for the prize. Other notable candidates are the Ferguson protesters, Ebola caregivers, Alibaba CEO Jack Ma, Apple's Tim Cook, Iraq Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, and controversial NFL commish Roger Goodell. Doesn't that just roast your butt?
Because of the protesters and some others?
Because of Vladimir Putin. Why would he be Person of the Year? Okay, go ahead.
If Bob's
raising his hand.
Person of the Year is not necessarily someone who has made a great achievement. The Person of the Year in Time Magazine is the individual, group, or in one case, even an entity that has had the most impact, as measured by the Time staff, whether positive or negative, upon our lives. A few years ago, it was the Internet was the Person of the Year.
They also had Hitler, I think, because of the huge
impact.
It's not an endorsement.
It's not an endorsement. And I have to, you know, and as much as
I understand,
think at times.
But it's still just...
At least the winners are a lot more palatable. The winner, which was the Ebola.
Oh, that's the winner?
That was the winner.
Oh.
Ebola
caregivers. Okay, well, this says this is their cover.
This morning they announced it.
Okay.
Was the Ebola caretakers.
Okay.
So.
Then that's deserving for me to stand in line and look at the cover of Time Magazine and think, okay, I want to buy this copy.
You know, was it Snowden last year or
And Snowden was one of the years. Yeah, I don't know which one. Again, it's they're not saying this is a good person or even what they're doing is
well,
good.
Well, that's what I just
it's
wanted to bring
have,
up.
It's what they have is what they, it's had a huge impact on the world, and Putin has had a huge impact.
I get that, but that's why I wanted to bring it up from my perspective and the controversiality of it and hear your perception.
You know, I think that, you know, I don't see how the Ferguson protesters got into it, frankly, because it was, and I'll tell you why. The Ferguson protesters was in a very small
still going
portion.
On.
And, well,
in Berkeley.
Well, that's but they're going after the Gardner thing. You could have then said the Gardner thing because that went more nationwide.
Yeah,
was what happened after the chokehold in on the guy in there. But Ferguson was a small, I mean, relatively small protest and riots in one area in a small area in the state of Missouri. So I don't see how that had an impact on the whole world. Which is unlike Putin and Ebola and some of these others, you know, that to me was a bad choice. You could have said the, you know, the fact that the Garner protest and riots had a more profound widespread significance because it's gone across the country. Again, albeit in large urban areas where there are a lot of college students, et cetera, et cetera.
I think it's in terms of quantities of ink generated or a number of keystrokes on the part of journalism that the entity, event, or person has created. That's the benchmark.
Yeah.
Well, you good know, or bad.
Yeah. And Putin, if you remember, when Obama could not get Syria settled, stepped into it and brought, you know, quote, peace. I don't know if you can call it that, but quote, peace. And has, you know, of course, taken Ukraine. And, I mean, if he has taken, he has had a huge impact on that part of the world. So, okay. Front page of the paper today was really interesting because it had the garbage raises ire of guides. And I mean, this is big. This is a big thing. And they have a photo of a fishing guide who, who's landing to helping a client from Moraga, watching on as he's landing a fish in the Sacramento River, and in the background is a woman who is camping on the beach at the Henderson Open Space is watching. And they're saying is that this has gotten a lot worse over the years, to the extent that they're, you know, when they put in their boats down there at, you know, by the Radium Rodeo Grounds at that boat ramp there, so two guys came out of it with hatchets one night. They're saying is that they're seeing, not only are they seeing garbage and feces and abandoned stuff like this, they're, you know, watching people having sex out on the on the riverbanks, while these are people coming in from large cities who come into, because Redding in the same page, city singled out for fly fishing. And it's absolutely true. We've got some of the best fishing in the United States is right here in our area here, not just in Redding, of course, but you've got the Trinity, you've got McLeod, you've got Dunsmuir, you've got all this right here where people can come in and stay in Redding. But the guides are saying, hey, these homeless camps, these illegal camps along the river are causing problems. He says, if you're quick and you see it coming, you just flip the boat around. And, you know, so they can't see it, you know, so they're looking the other side, which makes sense. But then they've had people cursing at them, people yelling at them from the shore, you know, complaining, oh, you're dry, you know, you're floating through my front yard. Well, excuse me. So here's something else that has an impact.
Would you want to come back if you were a tourist and you were on a fly?
Because one of the guys that wrote that this is one of the best, the guy wrote a book saying that Redding is one of the best top 25 spots in the, you know, in the United States, says that Redding is a place that people can bring, and he, by the way, he puts together groups from all over the country, maybe even all over the world. They come in here and they put he says, well, Redding's a place that the family, they bring their families and the families have things to do here. Which is kind of cool. I like that. But they're absolutely right. When they're floating down the river and there's more and more and more of these camps along the river, at what point is it too much? And then again, and we start going back in that we've only got one person or maybe two people trying to take care of these camps. It's tons of garbage. It's stuff is being leaked right into the river. right into the river. There is no sewage. They're just dumping their waste into the river. They're leaving tons of trash, garbage, and everything else. On the riverbanks. So that is a problem. I mean, have you noticed it? When you're looking out and you're looking down through the rivers, I mean, they're trying to clear it out, but it's a problem. It really is. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of stuff going on. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got David Savannah here, the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. We'll be right back.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Come in here, dear boy, have a cigar, you're gonna go far.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. This portion of the show brought to you so appropriately by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, of course, with every type of coffee you can imagine, and tea. And Linda went down there and bought all types of Christmas goodies with different types of coffees to give away. And they've got every type of machine to make coffee. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right here at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive, great people down at Tobacco and Brew. And our guest is David Savannah, who is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado, as my producer tells me to say.
Aficionado.
Tell me, David, how am I even close on the pronunciation?
I say cigar aficionado.
So okay. You know what?
Aficionado, but aficionado works.
Okay. There we go. See, I was right, and
I bow to the expert.
There you go. Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, of course. You know, we try to do this every time we get a new issue. I love reading the magazine. I mean, and as you pointed out, whether you smoke cigars or not, this is a great magazine.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we like to think we have something plenty for the cigar smoker, but also plenty for people who just enjoy the good life in general. We're more than just a cigar magazine.
We always have new listeners coming in. And when did the magazine start?
Magazine was created in 1992. Back then, it was a quarterly publication. So the first issue came out in the autumn of 92, and we're celebrating 22 years now of being around.
Wow. And I know that you've got a football, you know, different times of the year, football, always some golf in there, and this copy, Strahan, and more.
Jason, as in Jason?
I think
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Okay, Michael. Oh,
December issue. Linda.
We have a subscription.
We love it.
It's just a glossy goodie. It's fabulous.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to hear it. Yeah, this issue is pretty heavy on the sports. We have Michael Strahan on the cover, of course, who became famous for playing for the New York Giants. And really a remarkable story, a very unlikely story. The guy excelled in the football field, became a Super Bowl star, and then he turned that into an incredibly successful second career where he's a morning talk show host. I don't think a lot of people would have imagined that a guy who made his living terrorizing quarterbacks in the NFL could all of a sudden become a morning talk show darling, but he somehow managed to do that. He's an amazing person.
It's so cute to see him with Kelly in the morning, because I had the great pleasure of working with Regis, and I co-hosted with him a couple times, as well as emceed with him in the L.A. area. And in Regis, to fill Regis's shoes, I mean, I know they had like weeks and weeks of trying to find somebody that could match Kelly. And then when this Michael guy came along, I thought, well, you know, and I have just, he is so charming and likable, and I think I really believe he's won over the hearts of Americans.
I have to agree with you. I had the chance to meet him during the photo shoot, and man, what a charming, likable guy. I mean, I liked him anyway because I'm a Giants fan, so I went in already liking the person, the football player, Michael Strahan. But spending just a few minutes with him, right away, he charmed the room. He's a very pleasant fellow, very likable fellow. And I have to say, I think he looks fantastic on our cover. He just looks like he's really enjoying himself.
He does. Well, most people do. Most Quite people look the like dude. They're having a great – why wouldn't they have a great time
Rob
on the cover?
Lowe in the blue – Rob Lowe with his blue eyes and the blue jacket. I mean, you know, that is in my spare bathroom. In the magazine
Glad
rack. And my mom was there for Thanksgiving, and she said, God, Rob Lowe, he sure is handsome. So, yeah, she really captivated.
You've got to hit a home run with Strahan, because your Giants aren't doing too good this year.
You're right. I prefer not to talk about the Giants. They won this past weekend.
Yes,
that was good, right?
Yeah, that was huge.
They did? They actually won one?
I know. Shocking. It's been a tough year to be a Giants fan.
Well, you know what? San Francisco was playing Oakland, and I didn't even have it turned on because I thought it was going to be a route. Then I came back and turned it on, and it was in the last quarter, and it's like, excuse me? Excuse me? The Oakland is beating I kind of like it. I like the blue-collar guys in there, you know, hooking it out with them.
David, I have a question for you regarding cigars. We have a sponsor, and they have, like, one of the largest walk-in humidors in the North State. And yesterday I cut a commercial for them, and they were talking about these different, you know, Rocky Patel and Lucky Four or something. I can't think of the names off the top of my head because I don't have the script in front of me, but it said rated 92, rated 94. How do they go about give our listeners a visual of how they go about rating cigars?
Certainly be happy to describe that. We've been rating cigars for the entire history of the magazine, and we built the rating scale, the 100-point scale. We modeled it after our wine magazine, which is called Wine Spectator. And the important thing that we do that sets us aside from others who rate cigars. First of all, we buy our cigars. We spend an awful lot of money on them because we want to get the type of cigar that our readers will be getting at retail. So we spend an awful lot of money buying the cigars. And then we have a person who's called the tasting coordinator, and his job is to go out and buy these cigars and create a code. So he's not a taster because he's the one who has the code. And he'll take, say, you mentioned a Rocky Patel cigar. He'll take a Rocky Patel cigar, remove the band that says Rocky Patel, and replace it with a generic band that has a number on it. So that might be number 10, for example. So then the taster who gets that cigar doesn't know it's a Rocky Patel. All that person knows is that it's cigar number 10. And that allows us to rate the cigars blind and not be influenced by, you know, a pretty band or a brand name that has a lot of cachet or a country of origin that's supposed to maybe do especially well. So I'm one of the tasters. When the tasters smoke the cigars, they go in blind, not knowing anything about what they're smoking. And they provide a score based on the appearance, the smoking characteristics, you know, how good the draw is, how evenly it burns, and most importantly, the flavor of the cigar. And then, we always have more than one person smoking, rating a cigar. The ratings are averaged. If they're very wide apart, we'll throw another taster on there. We might, do the rating again if they seem inconsistent, and then we publish the final score. So a 92-point score is a pretty good score.
Wow, that's kind of like the wine in a brown paper bag, you know, 10
exactly.
of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, one of the things I noticed too, David, and one of the issues, and this may have been a while. In fact, I may have read this in Iraq because y'all are very supportive of the services, by the way. And I just, you know, I don't know if people know that, but I've always seen that. But the part that I saw was that people always talk about Cuban cigars. Oh, the Cuban cigars, it's like the holy grail of cigars. And one of your articles said, well, the problem they're having is that their quality control wasn't very good. And you get a box and you may have two in there that got plugs in them, that you can't, you know, it's very difficult to draw through that. And I thought how interesting was that? The holy grail. And you all said, you know, that could be true, but, you know, and you had a lot of different things in there. So,
well, one of the problems Cuba has had over the years since the revolution, when they transferred from a capitalist economy to a communist or socialist economy, things just worked differently. Everything became the property of the Cuban government, and so the incentive program is different, certainly for workers in a operation like that, and in an environment where, you know, you don't have free enterprise competing with other free enterprises, certain standards maybe aren't met. Now, Cuban cigars sometimes score at the very top of our tastings. As a matter of fact, our current cigar of the year is a Cuban, the Monte Cristo number 2.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't always score at the top. And when we first began the magazine, getting back to 1992, the Cubans didn't want their cigars rated next to the non-Cubans, and the non-Cubans didn't want their cigars rated next to the Cubans. The non-Cubans were a little bit intimidated by the Cuban cigars, which had that legendary reputation, and the Cubans felt that they were so far above the makers in the Dominican Republic, Honduras, Nicaragua, that they shouldn't be rated alongside them. If there's one thing our blind tastings have shown over these years is that cigars made outside of Cuba can certainly hold their own with the cigars made in Cuba itself, and sometimes actually beat them. So it's the playing field is certainly far more level. And I think going back to your point about draw and construction, the Cubans have had problems, big problems in the past. They've gotten better about it. But in terms of consistent manufacturing, you really can't compete with the cigar makers in the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Honduras. They just they do it incredibly well day in, day out. The Cubans are still playing a little bit of catch-up there. In terms of making a consistently good cigar on an everyday basis, a cigar that draws and burns properly.
Okay, so you're saying now then is that if you were looking for the cigars coming from the Central America and Dominican Republic can hold their own against the Cubans, and that so getting those and using your magazine and your ratings is the best way to pick, right?
Well, that's what we believe, certainly. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time, and we do it every issue. So each issue has somewhere along the lines of 75 to 80 blind tastings. And, you know, we're surprised as often as anybody else. There's cigars we had never heard of before that that do very well, and we like to find those, the hidden gems that we unearth. And sometimes brands that you think are, superb, they don't always do as well. So the blind tasting process really, unearths some hidden gems and also, kind of gives you we like to see it as a great buyer's guide to the humidor, kind of demystifying the humidor for our readers, because there's an awful lot of cigars to choose from nowadays.
Wouldn't you love to be in the room with the guys tasting, the testing of, meaning Carl, because Carl loves the cigars too, while they're taking like number 10 and you're trying it, everybody's trying a number 10 or was trying a number 9. Wouldn't you love to be in that experience? And then the second part of that question, that is just a comment I'm making to Carl or a question. Wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, I think first of all, I would have a totally untrained palate for something like this. I mean, do you have to have some kind of training you go through, David, for this? I mean, that's some good stuff. I mean, you probably need more than that, right? I got a high off this one.
We do take it very seriously because we know our ratings, first of all, they're used by our consumers, so we want to steer them in the right direction. And secondly, they could have an impact on people in the cigar industry who we know very well. So when we do bring a new taster in, it doesn't happen very often, that person's on a probationary basis in the beginning. They're testing, but their scores aren't being included because we want to make sure they're doing it right. So we scrutinize their sheets, make sure their tasting notes make sense, and see if their ratings concur with the more experienced tasters. We've got people who've been doing this for more than a decade. 19 years, I guess, is the longest.
Wow.
So what are they looking for specifically? I mean, you've done it. I mean, we have never gotten into this, but the fact is there's so many new cigars coming out, it seems like, and so many, the others that, you're right. I mean, it just seems like there's new ones coming out all the time. So let's take a quick break here, and we'll come right back.
You stay with us to the other side, David.
Can you hang on?
Happy to.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll be right back with David Savanna from he's the senior editor, executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. We'll be right back.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 45 years in the business, 21 years anniversary of this month. My gosh, over at Four Winds Jewelry. And he's got a great sale going on because it's not only an anniversary sale, it is a Christmas sale. 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. You can't find a better place to find jewelry in the North State. All different kinds. Loose stones, watches, bracelets, brooches. And the only trained watch repair person in all of the whole area is right at Four Winds Jewelry. You're not going to find it any better there. The number one place to find estate jewelry. This is Linda's favorite shopping place for jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750, 930 to 4, Monday through Friday. Give them a call. Give Linda a call. Our guest is David Savona, who's executive editor of Cigar Aficionado magazine.
Aficionado.
Magazine, and we were talking about how you select and how you have to be trained to, looking for cigars. And so what is the first thing that people have to, your taste testers have to be able to do, David?
Well, first of all, they have to really love cigars because there's a lot of cigar smoking involved in this job. That's lesson number one.
Oh, okay. All right.
But so you're in.
You're probably invited to all the good boys.
You're back.
Clubs.
Are you all in New York?
We are in New York.
Yeah. Okay, so you operate out of New York, present there. So you know what you should do? This is just an idea. I'm just throwing it out. Just maybe throw it up the next time at the board. Is bring in a guest taster from, one of the guys that read the magazine. Just pick their name out. And you just fly them into New York and let them be there on that day.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? They're a subscriber.
David.
You
really must have the inside. I mean, when you walk in, it's like, oh, it's David. He may have some stash.
You have a few good cigars.
So how big is your humidor? How big is your humidor, David?
Oh, I've got a humidor. Well, I've got two big humidors at home that I one's about 5'3" tall, and it holds a fair number of boxes because it's good to store them in the boxes. Uh-huh. And I've got another smaller one that holds about maybe 5 or 6 boxes, and a couple of desktops here and there for cigars ready to go.
Hey, one of the things that y'all were doing is would be the so-called 7 wonders of the world.
One of your articles.
What's the best destination there?
Oh, I have to tell you, it's so hard to pick. That I really enjoyed reading that article. It was put together by Larry Olmsted, one of our regular writers, and it required an awful lot of research. And first of all, I think it's an absolutely beautiful article. It opens up to the vista of Machu Picchu, which is absolutely gorgeous. The one thing I learned from this article is that there are an awful lot of places I need to visit in this world before. Before I go, we call it the traveler's bucket list.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places I just have not been to. Which is the best, though? That's very hard to say. I guess it depends on your taste. You could, be a little adventurous and go on the African safari, or the Machu Picchu, like I mentioned, or, be a little bit more, more on the, beaten path and, go to the, I guess the Taj Mahal is not in the beaten path either. A lot of these places are rather adventurous. That's kind of the unifying theme.
Well, the thing about the Machu Picchu is we've known people that have gone there and come back and talked about it and how extraordinary it is. A father-daughter, in fact, friends of ours went down there. And
they hiked it.
They hiked it and had a great time. And, I think everybody's bucket list is a little bit different. I mean, I used to think that, floating down the Amazon would be the way to go. Hmm. Then I thought that climbing Mount Kenya go into places like that. You know, I've been up on top of Pompeii. I've been up on that volcano. I've been to a lot of different places, but, you know, I think things change because now I'm starting to think I would really like to see the leaves changing in the Northeast.
Yes, it'd be great up to in, go to you know, Connecticut.
Up, yeah, mm-hmm. up in Connecticut and up in that area. I thought that'd be kind of cool to go to, mm-hmm. too. So.
You know, that's the part of the world where I live, and it's certainly not Machu Picchu, but if you haven't seen it, it is an absolutely beautiful thing to see every year when those leaves change color, and you know, just taking a trip through the rolling hills of either Connecticut or maybe upstate New York, that is a nice trip. I'd recommend that.
Well, so, your magazine, if that's what you call it in your trade, what do you call it in your trade? It's not just a rag.
Sure, magazine, yes.
It's a magazine. Okay, so yeah. David. It's just a question. For you, with the position that you're in, and, you probably one of the, if not one of, well, probably the top 10 magazines in the world, I would say would be one of, is your magazine. As far as
thank
the visual
you.
Of it, it's just a fabulous, it's really neat to look at. Women like to look at it too. It's not just a guy thing. It's really across the board as far as the content and the look of it. So what has it meant for you to be the executive editor? What's it brought to you in your life?
Well, first and foremost, it's an honor, and I'm new to this position. I was a senior editor before. I've been at the magazine for 19 years, and the issue that we're in the process of closing right now, the January-February issue, is my first as executive editor. So it's a very big deal for me to be in these shoes. I read Cigar Aficionado before I worked at Cigar Aficionado, so I came to this as a passionate reader of the magazine. And it's been part of my life for so long that to now step into the top role in the editorial side, it's just a big treat for me and a very serious obligation and one that I take very seriously.
Is the magazine
you mentioned?
I'm sorry. Is the magazine going to go in a little bit different direction now that you're the man?
Well, my first job is to just do it the way it's been done. It's beautiful magazine. Of course, some changes at some point, but this new issue will look it'll be the familiar territory for people who love Cigar Aficionado. I'm not changing anything just yet, and that's all something we have to talk about with the owner of the magazine, who's the editor and publisher, Marvin Shanken. But it's something that it's been around for a long time, so things that have been around a long time could always use a little change here and there. But it's a good model; our readers love it, and no dramatic changes on the immediate horizon for sure.
Oh, it is. It's a fine magazine, and people, but change a lot of time is good if it's done correctly. So, but the bottom line is that Cigar Aficionado is the top in its trade. I'm sure that when you all give a 90 plus to a cigar, it automatically sells. I would imagine. And
it does resonate. Yes,
it does resonate, and because of your honesty and the way you do your testing. So I think that's pretty cool. Last thoughts here, David.
Well, if I could mention, you caught us at a very busy time. Next week on our website, cigarvisionado.com, we begin unveiling the top 25 cigars of this year. So,
whoa. Okay. So, what's okay? We got any? We have any news breaks here? I mean, we're way out here in California.
I'd love to tell you, but I can't. I will say we start the countdown 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Eastern Monday. The 15th of December, we'll reveal cigars. 10 through 8. We do the top 10 all week, with the cigar of the year being revealed on Thursday, the 18th, and then.
We did
the balance of the top 25 on Friday, and then actually on Monday we show some our best buys, which are very, very popular cigars that are $6 or less retail with a very good rating. So we like to say the top 25 has a cigar for everybody, regardless of how much you have in your pocket to spend, and regardless of what kind of cigar you like. We got the mild ones all the way to the very strong ones and everything in between.
What
it's
a blast.
Really nice
super, super. Okay. Hey, our guest has been David Savona, who's executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. We always have a great time when we have you all on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure having me.
Well,
thank
you know what? And
have a
after,
happy holiday, too.
I'll be sending you my address here.
So my that resume.
Not my resume. Just the addresses. After you've rated those top five or six cigars, you want to send it out. yeah to a owner of a radio station who gives you a half hour of of talking about your great magazine.
You decide to do a lottery where you have a guest.
Or if you just want to send
taster.
A cigar or two out.
Happy to help you out.
David, thanks so much. Have a wonderful Christmas. And again, cigaraficionado.com. Is that it?
You can do what the Marines smoke, cigars they smoke in the jungles of.
Cigaraficionado.com. Is that the website?
Yes, cigaraficionado.com.
Great.
Thanks, David.
Thanks a lot. Have a great holidays.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, we've got Reading Police
what
Chief.
What cigars do Marines smoke in the jungles
anything that lights. Anything that lights is good. You know, I actually got people sent me, where we got, 15, okay.
Keep it warm in your armpit.
People entered me in a contest when I was in Iraq, and I get this huge, huge package, and in it is an electronic dartboard. I'm in Fallujah, and I'm going... Oh, good. I can use this. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The congressional proposal to avoid a government shutdown contains one big surprise.
A provision allowing the operators of financially troubled multi-employer pension funds to cut benefits for existing retirees. Supporters say that's better than letting those plans go belly up. The AARP blasted what it called a last-minute closed-door deal.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, retired General Michael Hayden, who served as CIA director during the Bush administration between 2006 and 2009, says a CIA torture report that came out yesterday reads like, in his words, a prosecutorial screed, not an historical document.
It's probably a good thing that Americans get to know with some accuracy about what the Central Intelligence Agency did on their behalf. I don't know that the report that was released yesterday is that historically accurate report.
Hayden appeared on NBC's Today Show. Time magazine has selected the Ebola fighters who've been battling to contain the Ebola outbreak, the biggest in history, as its 2014 Person of the Year.
It's an exceptionally great amount of courage and kindness and bravery that's required for them to do what they did.
To date, there have been more than 17,000 Ebola cases. The Energy Department has again slashed its prediction for next year's average gasoline price.
The amount would be 23% below this year's projected average and the lowest full-year average since 2009. If that comes to pass, the decline will save U.S. drivers $100 billion over the course of the year based on current consumption levels. That's expected to boost the overall economy by reducing shipping and transportation costs and leaving consumers more money to spend on other things.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. Has been slow going for the major indexes so far. It is the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, down 121 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Secretary of State John Kerry appears before a Senate committee to call for official approval for the use of military force against ISIS.
Secretary Kerry tells members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the current AUMF, or Authorization for the Use of Military Force, still stands because it applied to al-Qaeda.
Everybody knows that this group merely changed its name, but it was al-Qaeda in Iraq. And it's been al-Qaeda in Iraq from 2004, 2005, and on. And everything it's done is Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq, says Kerry, has become ISIS, and now Daesh, which Kerry explains is a term that is universally used in the region. Kerry adds a new bipartisan authorization to fight the group would send a strong message to the world. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Politics and oil prices. Iran's prime minister appears to be accusing Saudi Arabia of letting prices fall in an effort to damage the economies of its rival oil producers. This is SRN News. It's an incredible tale of survival and rescue.
This is Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. I'm in the middle of Illinois Channel. Small boat, dangerous sinking.
And you were hearing a Mayday call. It actually went out on Thanksgiving Day. The boater who'd been missing since then was found alive and uninjured Tuesday on board his 25-foot sailing vessel about 64 miles from Honolulu. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Scott Carr explains it is very rare to find and rescue a person stranded at sea after the Coast Guard has actually called off the search, which they did in this case.
I've been in 21 years and maybe a handful of times where we found somebody after we've suspended.
It was 67-year-old Ron Ingraham who was stuck out there all that time. He was last heard from where he placed the two Mayday calls on Thanksgiving Day, saying his vessel, the Malia, was taking on water and in danger of going down. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is December the 10th. It's 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567, one of our mini lines there. KCNR1460.com if you're in our chat room. Good morning, Joe, RTE, Sunny, Involved. Hello, Involved. New guy.
Oh, well, hello, very nice.
And what's the weather look like today?
Well, let's see. Let me pull up my... Oh, here comes a man in a uniform. Ooh, I'm weak-kneed. 56 degrees outside, rain likely today with temperatures, actually staying where they are right now. How's that? When does that happen? 8 o'clock in the morning all day long, 56.
How about that?
Our low is going to be 49. Of course, we have just absolutely gusts of wind, 23 to 35 miles per hour, up to 50 miles per hour, 2 to 3 inches predicted in the department of rain and rain throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This part of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Serving the North State for over 20 years. And if you don't have your heating and cooling systems looked at by now, you need to make a call to Martin in Alliance Heating and Air. Give him a call at 221-2642. He's going to go out there and check and make sure that the filters are clean, that your system's working, because it's just going to get worse. The weather's not going to be great. It's going to get cold, wet, and rainy, and you need a heating system that works. So call Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. All models, all makes, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Okay, now wait a minute. Bob has gone back and forth with the, I can see the red.
Well, that was, I was looking at some of the satellite imagery of the storm. It's not a particularly cold storm, but it is a very wet one, and check the radar on wonderground.com. The storm is approaching the coast, and by tonight, all that stuff you see offshore will be over us.
What's the yellow stuff? Is that really heavy?
That's particularly heavy rain, yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be coming in. Lots of rain. Sandbags. You can pick up sandbags places in town, and I've got – we'll give some of those some of those spots, including the city of Shasta Lake. Hey, one thing I like to remind all of our listeners, one of the things we do is we support our services here, and we have our annual Marine Corps Toys for Tots run here, our Toys for Tots collection. And we have a box right here at 1326 Market Street at KCNR. If you would come down and bring a new unwrapped toy, it can be something that a child would like to get under the tree. It could be games. It could be teddy bears. It could be, something a child would love to have. And just come down and drop it off here. We'll give you a big shout out if you want it. If not, just come on down and bring the toys down here. 1326 Market Street. There's the boxes right here when you walk in, and you'll get a big thank you from us. That's for sure, because we so much appreciate it. So come on down. Okay. Chief of Police of Reading, Rob Paletti.
Good morning.
Is with us today. Looking sober.
Good morning.
And somber. Okay. Hey, what's the Reading Police Department doing? Are y'all doing anything different because of the storm coming in?
Not really. I mean, we've got we put out a press release yesterday. The city manager's office did warning folks about the high winds. Obviously, during this time, we anticipate power outages and tree limbs down and power lines. So between us and the fire department, Reading Electric Utility, we're ready for what comes. Hopefully, it won't be the volume that we anticipate, not in rain, but in problems. We need all the rain we can get. I need a lake to water ski on this summer. So,
you've got a boat now. Yeah. Now you need a lake to put it in, right?
Usually on the summers, we're out every weekend. Last year, we only went out about three times because it was going down so fast. So, the public works director said yesterday that Shasta Lake has gone up 8 feet in 7 days. So that's very good news.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Lake Oroville is up 16 feet in that same period of time. It's amazing.
Oh, man. Jeez. That's just, we love to hear that. That's just,
and now, is the water higher in one end of the lake than the other, Bob?
Technically, yes, by a fraction of an inch because of the inflow, and then that surge has to settle out throughout the lake.
We had a long discussion yesterday during one of the breaks about, well, what if it's like this? What if the shape of the lake's like this? Well, it really doesn't make any difference. It'll just pour out the other end. You know, it doesn't run uphill.
It's a lake tsunami.
Yeah, that's me. That was me. I was going,
well, we love houseboating, and we discovered it year before last.
Holiday Harbor.
And we just really would love to see, there's so many people that are employed, and our tourism from our waters and our lakes and, our lakes and our rivers and all the things up here. So we want, and plus it's just, it's just wonderful. And they're thinking that the storm, the prediction is that it hasn't been this kind of storm since 2008. Much needed. Okay, can I shift gears?
Three feet of snow we're talking about in the Sierras here. I mean, we're talking, it's already the ground soaked, so the snowpack coming in there is going to be absolutely outstanding. Maybe, just maybe, if it keeps up like this and we don't get flooded out, that we're going to have a great year.
Yeah, last year was a little scary. I mean, I'd drive my boat and it'd go from 80 feet to 20 feet to 4 feet. I'm like, whoa.
So when you're driving that fast, but that's okay. I understand. A couple beers.
My boat doesn't go that fast, especially when there's a kid on a wakeboard behind you. But that's a little scary when your kid's out behind you and it changes. And then you go out the next week and there's an island there. So plus my wife had a long boat ramp to back down and, She's good, though.
Wow. Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, okay. On the minds of the Americans across, throughout our country, I just, you walk in with your uniform, and we just really, commend you. So happy to have you as our chief of police here in Reading. First of all, may we start there? So let's shift gears a little bit here. KCNR 1460 with us today is our chief of police, Rob Paletti. Across America right now, it started with the Ferguson riots. People, saying they're on the bad side, that, not trusting cops. You're in touch with so many different chiefs of police chiefs across the state. What's happening for the mind or the morale, shall we say, in the Reading Police Department?
Well, we're doing really well, actually. I mean, nationwide, there's a lot of doubt, but we get a lot of support from the Reading community, and that obviously bolsters well for, the morale of our department. There is discussion I just went to the California Police Chiefs Conference and the legitimacy of policing and how things are going nationwide. I agree with some that I don't really care for that term police legitimacy because it assumes that we don't have any. I think that, we've had some
– it's an ugly term.
Yeah, we've had some challenging circumstances, throughout the country. And what people really need to do is wait for the investigations to be complete and look at the physical evidence that takes place. Steve Giselle, the chief of San Luis Obispo, I thought wrote a very poignant op-ed piece last week about, you know, these are tragic circumstances, but let's not forget to talk about the social responsibility the people involved, number one, not to commit crime, and number two, not to do drugs, and number two, you know, if you follow the directions of the police when they encounter you, if you're not doing anything wrong, they're going to check you out and they're going to let you on your way. There's obviously something, you know, that either a crime that's been committed and they're looking for somebody that, you know, it's a minor inconvenience to get stopped for a couple of seconds. And, you know, if you just go along with what they're asking you to do, you know, in the Ferguson case, it was simply stop walking down the middle of the road. So I think that we have to look at not just the conduct of the police, but let's look at the conduct of the public, too. We are largely a reactionary profession. Somebody commits a crime, we investigate a crime, we arrest the perpetrator. When we go to encounter people, it's usually not the police officer that determines what level of force has to be used. It's the suspect that does. So, you know, that goes back to that little bit of social responsibility on the part of the citizen.
There's a big part of social responsibility. We're going to take a break, but before that, we've got Bob on the phone. Bob, is this Sandbags 101?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I was filling up sandbags in Iraq for a couple of years, and I just was out of the sand pit just recently. Don't fill up your bags one bag at a time, otherwise you're going to be there all day. Set 20 bags out, you put a scoop of sand in each bag, and then you proceed to shovel, and your workload will be cut in half, if not more.
Okay, so you put a shovel full in each sandbag, so they stand up, and then you start filling them up.
That's right. You roll them back a little bit, and then you just go at it. I showed up there, and there's a guy filling up bags. He's like, I got to fill up 50 bags. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, probably a smarter way of doing it. I got there after him, left there before him.
Where'd you pick up your sandbags at?
Over there, north of Big League Dreams, right on the corner.
Yeah, they've got them there. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Bob.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for that phone call.
We need that.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what community radio is so rich with. Seriously, because, you know, it's like sweeping or housekeeping or whatever. There's a way to make it easier for your back and to be more effective with what you're doing. So we really appreciate
that, Bob. thanks for the call.
If you want to figure out how to do anything military related, find a Marine or a soldier, and they'll tell you the easiest way. They figure it out.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, however. And Bastiani Arms is a great place to go on down there and find that new long gun or a pistol, and it's Christmas. You got to get down there now. It's great sales going on in the 6 hours. Great stuff going on, but you need to start buying because you got that 10-day onerous wait that the state of California puts on you. But head on down to 2539 Larkspur and go down and see John or any of his people because this is the place to go buy a gun. And John Bastiani and his people proudly have the greatest in customer service and everything you need in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call, 222-8222 or 2539 Larkspur. Head on down today. Raiding Police Chief Rob Plenty is our guest. When I come back, I want to talk about chokeholds. I want to talk about the cameras on police, and we want to talk about salaries, which I think is an interesting concept because we get a lot of phone calls about salaries, and they're not exactly what people seem to think. We'll be right back.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy,
making your life easier.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:21 in the morning right here on December the 10th. 56 degrees out there. We are on the cusp of a great big storm coming through here. Storm, and besides just rain, tons of rain, is going to be tons of wind. 50-mile-an-hour gust. It's going to be a big day, a big night, so be prepared for that. Has everybody got flashlights? Does everybody have batteries so you can at least find your way around the house in case electricity goes off?
Charge up your phones.
Charge up your phones before. That's right.
So you and can you call. Should have in your house at least one telephone that doesn't have to have power. You should have a cheap telephone. You can get them at Radio Shack, Target, or whatever. A cheap phone that just plugs into the jack, because the phone company has its own power source. So even if your electricity is out, your cordless phones are going to turn into bricks. But you, a regular plug-in phone will still work if the line is active.
We have that. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but you should also have, besides, big thing is the flashlights. It's a good time probably to go out and get gas today while the fill your cars up with gas, your trucks up with gas. Make sure that you've got maybe some food that you can that you'll have available.
Candles.
Candles. Well, you got to watch candles, but because
just be careful with them. Yeah. I've got a generator sitting on the back on the back porch just in case.
And for if you're in the city of Shasta Lake, get sandbags at the main fire hall at 4126 Ashby, city of Shasta Lake residents. If you're here in Reading, you go up there, like they said, off of, not Caterpillar. It was,
is it the courtyard?
Yeah, where the,
It's out behind Big League Dreams?
Yeah, out behind Big League Dreams right there. Sorry.
Yeah, those LED puck lights will burn for hours and hours better and safer than a candle.
Anyway, thank you, gracious.
The candles smell prettier.
On this Saturday, we're having, remember, the Wreaths Across America starts at noontime at the cemetery out there at Igo. Wreaths Across America, get there a little bit early, and it's the 7th annual National Wreaths Across America, and they've got about 2,500 wreaths to hand out. It is a wonderful, wonderful ceremony. It's a short ceremony, and then you can actually do something that's really outstanding to do. I will be at that point. I've been honored to be part of the group that helps select the candidates or the young high school graduates that will be heading off to the service academies, and that's the day that we are meeting this Saturday in Yuba City to pick the ones that are going to the academies. I'm quite honored to be able one of the ones that can help select.
Selection committee, and it's really cool because you have a binder that's like, 5 inches thick, and it's like a bio on these kids.
Outstanding, outstanding kids. Okay, wonderful. We're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Let's start with chokeholds. Is that a technique that the Reading Police Department uses?
Not a chokehold, a carotid restraint, and there's two big differences there.
Okay, what is that?
In order to properly apply a carotid restraint, you have to make sure that there's no compression of the larynx. So you have to be positioned properly to make that hold work. So what it does is it puts pressure on the carotid arteries, which will, you know, eventually, just like it does in MMA, and they use it in that sport, it will make the person pass out, but it doesn't take away their breathing. If you apply it improperly and you get the forearm across the larynx, then you can do some serious damage and it could cause death. So the carotid restraint is one of those last resort techniques that you want to use so that we can get the person under control for those that are extremely, extremely violent. It has to be applied properly, and if it is, then you'll see no damage. And within about 30 seconds, while the guy's in handcuffs, he'll come to and he'll be perfectly fine.
What's the name of that again?
The carotid restraint.
How do you – is it – I have to see the word. Carotid?
Carotid artery.
Carotid artery.
Okay.
You're putting pressure on the carotid arteries, which actually cuts or limits the
right blood next to the larynx. Touching it. It's right next to the larynx.
Which cuts the blood flow to the brain, which causes the person to pass
out.
And
if you put it on wrong, what happens?
If you put it on wrong, you'll crush
well,
the larynx.
That could happen in a moment. Okay,
crush
I'm not.
The trachea.
I'm just saying that this, when your adrenaline's rushing, As a human being, and you are in fear or you think someone's going to get aggressive, that could happen.
Well, that's why we train it over and over and over and over and over.
How many times a year would you say you all use that?
Not very often, probably maybe a couple of times, only with the extremely violent people that we're trying to get into custody.
Is this after you've tased them or before?
Well, not necessarily. It depends on what the circumstances are. It used to be a use of force
escalation.
Escalation of
rules
force.
Of engagement.
They're calling it a use of force continuum now because the problem is when you talk about a ladder of force, you don't necessarily always – you're not always able to start at the bottom.
Sometimes you go at one or you start at five.
Mean, if you pull over a car and the guy jumps out with a gun and starts shooting at you, you're not going to start at step one.
In your car.
that's the extreme circumstance. But, use of force, if you look at, its purpose is to get the person in custody. But police are not trained, to let bad guys go. They're trained to get them into custody and to take them to jail when they've committed, crimes. So, it is one of the things that we really – if you look at the way that the media is portraying it, and these grand juries look into these things for weeks, and study the physical evidence, and they're looking for that. Cops are judged by the same standard the average citizen is beyond
that
reasonable doubt.
That one in New York was at it for months, a couple months looking at it. From what I understand, this thing with Gardner started what was August, July or August.
I don't remember exactly, but it's been a long time, and they comb through that evidence, and that's our system. That's why we have grand juries, and that's a jury of your peers. And unfortunately, when it comes to some of these circumstances with police officers, they're not satisfied with anything except conviction. And I've been very frustrated watching the media and looking at the way they're portraying law enforcement. And I see, and despite people's people's advice, I still read the blogs a little bit, and I see people, if that cop was scared, then he's in the wrong profession. Well, that's not true. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's the ability to control that fear to still accomplish a mission. And any soldier, cop, Marine, that's been in combat or has been in a serious fight will tell you that they were afraid. And that's okay. Courage is merely the ability to be able to face that fear and move forward.
To be
forward.
Able to function and work through your fear and to put it aside. That's what bravery is. And the fact is to say if you're in the wrong business because you get afraid, well, then you probably wouldn't drive your car. You probably wouldn't go out of your house.
I have a teenager driving. I'm afraid all the time. Yeah. That doesn't make me not a good cop.
It doesn't make you
– It makes you a human being.
It doesn't make you lock your kid up.
No, you have to remember that the people behind the uniform and the badge are human beings. They're fathers, mothers, brothers, husbands, wives. They want to get home at the end of the night too, and fear is a part of our profession.
And let's go back. And we're not saying every cop is perfect by any means. We know that.
Absolutely not.
We know that. I mean, we know that from right here in Reading. But there is that other side. You have that option, and I don't want to be flippant about it, but as Chris Rock said it in this famous skit that he did, was if you don't want to get beat up by the police, here's one thing you do. You just say yes, sir, and you do what they say. You don't fight them. You don't jump out of the car. You don't do these things. There is responsibility on the other side. I'm not saying that in every case the police are right. They're not. They're just not. But you can make sure that nothing, I've been stopped by police. Beat up or checked or had anything done. It's been a long time, but anyway. But the point is that there is social responsibility on both sides here.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. When we come back, we want to talk about the body cams, because this has come up before all this has, mm-hmm. before Obama has said he's going to pay for a large portion of these. I wonder if they'll take that money out of that, like that, the illegal alien education reform.
No comment.
Okay, we'll be right back.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
For 5 years, Boomer Tech Radio has been bringing you tech news that you can use, and now we are expanding our program to a second full hour. That's right. Saturday from noon to 1 and Sunday from 11 to noon, you can catch up on the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos that affect your day-to-day digital life. We're brought to you each week by Advanced Automotive of Reading's safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, now Saturday and Sunday on Boomer Tech Radio, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view, KCNR 1460 AM.
I want to sing, beautiful. Anyway.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Love these guys.
I feel like I want to, it's like almost like my country tis of thee. It feels like. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. It's raining, stormy. You know, you have a little bit of funkiness with your reception. Sometimes it happens when the ground gets wet. You know, of course, we've got this whole AM stuff that we deal with the radio waves and all that stuff. And Carl always looks at me like I'm a weirdo, but, you know, the atmosphere does affect this on occasion. So hang in there with us, and it'll be...
That was quite the intro when we come in, because we've got, you know, we do have the schedule here. But now we're getting AM 101.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and a big shout-out to Pauline Arellano, who came in with a bunch of toys and actually filled the box up. There's always going to be room.
There's room for more.
But she did bring in...
Platinum
Auto Glass. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but we're still covering back with Chief Politi. Welcome back to the show here. We're live.
In this portion of the show, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, the Cheers Barbershops. Okay, Chief Politi, when we left, we were talking about chokeholds, and they're not chokeholds, they're carotid restraints, and if they are used here and they are trained for this, and has there ever been a problem?
No, not here.
Okay. Now, let's go on to, now, since that happened, since the Ferguson thing happened, with the shooting of that man, and then, of course, the Garner incident, which is still resulting in riots in places everywhere. Not everywhere, but
and there's video
places.
Of that one.
In video. Oh, yeah. And I tell you what. But even then, that video doesn't show everything.
Well, and that's the problem with the video cameras. You know, you're getting a, you know, typically they have about 120 degree view. You're getting a two-dimensional, you know, depiction of a three-dimensional 360 degree world. So they're a great asset, I think. I think they can be advantageous. But there are things that police do that aren't pretty. You know, you get an officer-involved shooting, and it's not going to be pretty video. If you're attacking me and I smack you with a baton, that's not going to be pretty. But what I've explained is that's my job to explain that to the public and to explain to them why, you know, those circumstances take place.
Now, this question came in. We talked about a little bit. What happened to using mace and tasers?
Well, pepper spray doesn't necessarily incapacitate a person completely. And a matter of fact, there was just a video on Police One the other day of a rather small cop, like me, pulling over a guy that was about 6'6". And the first thing the guy does is get out of the car. The officer pepper sprays him. He takes it off and just starts kicking the living, you know, dog snot out of this police officer who is running away. And the guy is chasing him down and tackling him and beating this cop up. I mean, the size, you know, it was a 2-to-1 fight based just on size. Eventually, the officer ended up shooting him. He was unarmed and running away again. And the guy was still chasing after the officer. And finally, the officer had, you know, by the time he unloaded his gun, the guy finally fell. So when you have drugged people that you're dealing with, pepper spray and tasers are great. But if the darts don't hit in the right places, they don't necessarily work that well. So we have to have a myriad of different techniques that we utilize so that we can deal with every circumstance. And that's very – you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the fear that officers experience. And that's part of that fear, is that unknown of what you're walking into. And, you know, having to adapt and adjust to what the suspect is going to do, trying to treat them with that respect when you get there. But when they prove that they don't deserve that – and they start to fight.
You've got to amp it up real quick.
People have to understand, too, that officers understand very well that when you get into a fight, when a cop gets into a fight, there's a gun in that fight. every single time. It's on my belt. And, you know, they go after that gun more frequently than people realize. And even if you look at Ferguson, the physical evidence shows that the first round that was fired was into Michael Brown's hand at point blank range, which shows that he was grabbing the officer's gun. So when you grab an officer's gun and you try to get that gun, deadly force is now authorized. So, you know, if you're trying to get my gun or if you pull a gun, I'm not going to pull a taser. That's just not going to happen. So, you know, officers know that. These are not fights for, you know, for
marbles.
Sport. Or yep. These are fights for
life.
These
aren't bar fights. These are, you know, these are fights for life.
And that's what people need to understand when they talk about the police and the fights that police have to do is that they are violent. And with methamphetamine being very prevalent here, you know, we're now fighting an offender that feels no pain, is extremely, extremely strong, and doesn't get tired. Now, if you've ever been in a fight, you know that that's a hell of an opponent to have to face. And in the end, you know, if you look at the number of arrests that take place nationwide, and then the amount that actually end up in, you know, the type of use of force used, it's actually very diminutive in size, size of scale.
Yeah. No, it is. And
well, we're talking about tasing and offenders reaching for guns. This kind of segues into, I know that this is out of order what we were talking about, but for me, it segues into, you know, Pauline had come in, Platinum Glass has replaced, for one person, 5 windshields. Lots of smashing and grabbing right now. For the person that's coming upon maybe somebody smashing and grabbing, do they have a right to tase that person if they have a taser?
Well, you have a right to use force to effect a citizen's arrest. Usually what I would suggest to people to do is as long as you scream and yell, the person's going to run away. Let us do the fighting with them and not put yourself in that circumstance. And, you know, the tasers are fine, but tasers cycle for 5 seconds. And when the cycle's done, that person's back to full force. It's not like the movies. And this is where CSI and some of these shows and the way that Hollywood portrays things don't do us any favors in law enforcement because they don't portray accuracy. When a taser stops cycling, that person isn't unconscious and rolling around the floor. They're back to full fight. So the taser, you know, while it's cycling, and that's – we get criticized for cycling it more than once because we're, you know, being excessive. Well, if you cycle it more than once, it gives you a little bit of time to get the person into handcuffs because it gives you 10 seconds. The problem is it also – if it's employed properly, that person's pretty stiff, you know, because it tenses all those muscles. A tense person is very difficult to get into handcuffs. So, you know, that's why, you know, the taser is effective. The taser is extremely, extremely effective, in my opinion, when you have – you know, suicidal subjects that are not armed with guns, because you can disarm them with that and then get them into restraints. Mm-hmm. But even then, you got to get within 21 feet, and that's dangerous to get that close
to
somebody.
Because they can be on if they got a knife or anything like that.
Well, they can move fast enough to change direction faster than you can change your aiming point.
So you were talking about the word you used, because Pauline came in and said I have 4 installers. And I am so busy, I can't even begin to tell you. And they're smashing, grab their windshield. People are back. She said a baby bottle. Don't put anything that people can see. Is that what you mean by make your car sterile?
Make it sterile. The only thing they should see when they look in your car is a steering wheel. You know, the problem is that you never know what the person on the other side of that window is going to see as valuable. And whether it's a baby bottle or your purse, which are big ones, you know, anything of value, sunglasses, iPods, iPads, computers, when they look in that car, the only thing they should see is carpet and steering wheel. And if you do that, the likelihood of them breaking into your car is much less, unless, you know, they're a little more advanced.
Empty coffee cups that are just laying there.
What they intend to steal is the car itself. That won't deter them much. But from a crime prevention standpoint, don't make it easy for them. Don't give them something to steal, especially now during this Christmas season when everybody's going and doing all their Christmas shopping. They think, I can just stick it in the trunk. Well, I can pull your trunk lock in about 35 seconds. Mm. So, you know, plan your trip to where
– but still, at least you've got it out of the
– it's like at least out of view, but right. But they will actually sit and watch in parking lots and watch people put it in the trunk and then go yank the trunk. So, you know, they're not dumb, you know.
They're just crooks.
They're just crooks. And that's where we have to, you know, help ourselves.
That's where
bit.
You need the trunk monkey.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've...
I like the trunk monkey idea that sits in there with a baseball bat. So when somebody pops the trunk open, he just whacks him a few times.
That little guy in Hangover. Yeah. You know, he needs to pop out of the trunk and beat the crap out of somebody with the baseball bat every time they, you know...
We've got a lot of rain coming in right higher. Now, and a lot of the less than desirables have moved into places for you know, shelter from the rain. So we actually went and looked and figured out that our downtown parking structure wasn't posted for no loitering. It is now.
It is now. And so, by the way, you got some accolades from Enjoy the Magazine and those guys down there saying that y'all are pushing them out of there, and they really, really appreciate it. Things have gotten better.
You know, we've got our holiday shopping season. We need to support our businesses. We posted that for no loitering. We're holding over a day shift officer. 4 hours a day from 4 to 8 to kind of keep that cleaned out so that the business people alone, you know, can just feel safe walking to their car. We're doing some voluntary overtime. I'm not ordering anybody to come back, but we'll expend a little bit of money and put the officers on their all-terrain motorcycles out at the malls during the holiday season so people can feel, you know, secure in going to the mall and going to Dana Drive and Hilltop Drive to shop for the Christmas season. So we're doing what we can with the resources we have. Some of our officers that have been off injured are coming back to work, which is positive. We have 3 vacancies right now with 3 people in backgrounds.
What is it, like 20 injury days left before Christmas?
Yeah, it's starting to feel that way. You know, but the recruiting of police officers is getting more and more difficult.
Let's talk about that after the break. But I want to talk about body cams.
Okay.
Also, when we come back. We're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. We've talked about the carotid holds. We've talked about tasing. We've talked about keeping your vehicle sterile so people will not break in. As Pauline Ariano from Platinum Auto Glass came through and dropped off a bunch of toys, which we're still encouraging people to do. Was that this is a huge season for them because people are just busting out windows to get in. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for 2 adults and up to 4 children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Happy holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco and Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. also new at Tobacroom Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange. Four Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco and Brew.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. I'm trying to talk as fast as the police chief does. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 56 degrees right now. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining all day. It's going to be raining all night. It's going to be raining tomorrow. And we're going to have winds up in the 50s. If you're looking for sandbags, head out to Big League Dreams to the yard right there, or you go to the fire station in the city of Shasta Lake there. Weather's always brought to you by Northern Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. For a short period of time here, for a limited time, they will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. That way you can, and they will help you find the right pistol for you. Give Ted Leidy a call at 999-1822 or check out his website, readingccw.com. It is all of his instructors are NRA-trained instructors. So this isn't something out of the backyard. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Body cams. This came up. This came up well before the incidents with Brown and Gardner. Right here, because of incidents here. Now the president has said he will pay.
Well, he's doing a match.
A percentage.
Yeah, 50%.
Of forgetting body cams. So what does body cams give you?
Well, body cams obviously give you, video evidence to support the officer's statement of what took place or to not support it, quite frankly. But like I explained earlier, it doesn't give the full picture. So there's still going to be things that they're not a panacea for all problems. But there's also a lot of issues that go into the body cameras, and it sounds real simple. You just run down. I think tasers are down to $399 for their body camera, $299. The prices, because of the competitive market, have come down substantially just in the last 6 months. But now you talk about Privacy Act and what right do citizens have in their own homes to not be videotaped, even though they've invited called the police and had them come there. So there's things you have to get around with the Privacy Act. If you're obviously in a public space where you police officer has a right to be, there's no Privacy Act problem. But if you're a victim, I think it's pretty simple. You go up to the door and you say, it's the policy of the Reading Police Department that we wear a body cam. Do you mind if I videotape in your home? And if the victim says, no, I don't want you to videotape in my home, then we say, okay, at the victim's request, we're terminating the video. Because of the victim of a crime, now we're going to take a report. But now you get into sexual assault victims and domestic violence victims and juvenile suspects. And there's a whole lot of stuff that plays into that that it's not quite that simple. Now you have the Public Records Act. And what video is releasable and what isn't? There's two departments in Washington that have canceled their body camera programs due to the amount of Public Records Act they're getting for the videos from entertainment companies, entertainment media that they have to process. So they've requested
– Entertainment. You mean like
– They want to post them on YouTube. But it's a Public Records Act request. The city of Seattle has actually suspended the start of their full body camera implementation because of the problems they're having with social media and entertainment media using the Public Records Act, and they just don't have the staff to keep up with all the requests. So now you get into also the storage of that video and the cost of that storage.
The servers, the amount of server time you'd have to – or server space.
Absolutely.
You have to take up.
Yep. So a lot of departments are using the cloud environment. So I got a department – quote from one of the vendors on there was about $450,000. They purchased about 200 cameras, which we need about 100, and they purchased cloud storage for 5 years, and it was $450,000 for the two. So that's why when I went to council, I requested $250,000 with the spending authority. Now, if the president, if we say we got that grant and they paid for 50% of them, it's actually a smaller portion of the of the actual purchasing authority that I asked counsel for is actually the cameras. The majority of that is the server or the cloud storage, or the, you know, now you have to get the software. So if you look at, even if you look at some of them, because I've seen the blogger say it, well, this camera is only $199. Yeah, but it doesn't come with the software so that you can download it and process the videos and other things. Now, the chiefs that I talked to from that have body camera programs say they've, you know, smaller departments, they've got a halftime person, larger departments like ours, middle to larger departments, they have one to two people full time. That's all they do is manage that body camera program. So purchasing the cameras and the software is phase one, but now you have to pay for all the data storage and who's going to process all those requests. If you've got videos, cameras running, now you have video evidence. So every single case that has video evidence, now we got to run a CD for that to give it to the DA's office to be part of the prosecution and discovery to the defense. So it's a lot bigger issue than just saying, let's go buy some cameras.
Oh, it is. It's more than just people just saying, oh, let's just slap a camera on them. Then we can see what happened because there are so many parts to it. And then and figure out just besides the records that you have to keep. I mean, you can't like drop them onto a thumb drive and just put them into a shoebox.
No. And they have to be retained. Every video has got to be retained. Well,
for how long?
It depends. And that's one part of the confusion because it depends on what attorney you ask. There's one that says, you know, you have a year to file a state claim, but you have 2 years to file a federal claim. But there's a government code section that all documents have to be stored for 5 years. Is that a – that's a huge difference in how much storage capacity we need for these. And until these questions are answered – chiefs are just guessing and doing what they think they want to do. And that's why
– does this need to be like a state law?
Well, this is why I've been pushing California Police Chiefs Association to come up with at least some standardized guidelines. Once we get the standardized guidelines, which is a working group talking about that right now, once we get some statewide standardized guidelines that are agreed upon by all the chiefs of police, yes, I think then – you know, and I've volunteered to take this to Brian Dolley or Ted Gaines – let's get some legislation that actually cleans this all up so that there's no confusion. And I don't have to fight with Silas Lyons over what video he wants and what video I don't think. It's set in state law, and we know both sides know
Silas,
exactly.
You'll get what I give you.
Well, that's – and there's some chiefs that are saying it's evidence. We're not releasing any of it.
Whoa.
But yet there's court decisions that say that routine video is not evidence. So there's a lot of unknowns here, and that's what we're trying to wade our way through and get the right policy in place – and the right practices in place before we start sticking cameras on people.
Okay. All right. That's a lot of – I mean, there's a lot more to it than people really realize.
Heck of a lot
I know
more.
Because you thought about it, and I know you've done a lot of research.
It's like buying a radio station.
I'd rather find out what the complications are beforehand instead of after.
Yeah, too bad we didn't. Yeah. Okay.
You know, Bob, thank God for Bob Belongi.
Yeah, he
okay.
just sits there and he just shakes his head.
And by the way, belated birthday wishes to Bob Belongi.
Bob Belongi.
You know what?
You know what? You missed it on money when I spanked him
oh.
59 times. And he liked it. He liked it.
Did
and,
you?
Then Chief Lady came over and tased him.
So. Don't tase me, bro.
I still have just not got used to beardless Bob.
It's only been a year.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm still not used to it.
Hiring police. It used to be a shopper's market, but no longer.
Not anymore. And that's one of the things that we talked about last week is the complications. If you look at the political climate right now, what is the motivation for a young person to want to become a cop when you're going to expose yourself to dangerous situations, and when you get in that and you do the best that you can to mitigate that circumstance or to deal with that circumstance, which may include the use of deadly force, and now you have to everybody turns against you. And I mean, if you just look at the officer from the Ferguson, Missouri, if you look at the grand jury said he did the right thing, the physical evidence supports that he was being attacked by Michael Brown when he shot him, but that guy's life is over. His career is over.
As a policeman.
You know, and no matter where he goes or what he does, he's always going to be that guy that, you know. So his life has changed forever when he really
– And his family.
And his family's for what he was trying to do was the right thing. So, you know, where's the motivation? So now the ratios that I'm hearing from large agency chiefs that are hiring entry levels, which we hire predominantly laterals and we only hire academy grads is the lowest that we'll go because we don't have the funding to send them to the academy. But it's two every 100 that take the test. Hired every 100 that take the test, one to two.
Because they can't pass the background, the physical, or the mental.
A lot of it right now is marijuana.
Wow.
You know, finding young people that haven't smoked marijuana in the 2 to 3 years that is the typical department requirement is
well,
huge.
Well, you know what? But even the military has said, look, if you've experimented with marijuana, we're going to give you a chance.
Right.
But you're going to be tested all the time, but we're going to give you a chance. I mean, the police departments don't do
that? No, because post requirements require, you know, clean, no drugs for 2 years. So, you know, it's you know, you don't want a kid that's smoking pot one day and wants to all of a sudden become a cop the next, you
right.
know.
I understand.
Most departments, you know, if you've had a DUI, that's 2 to 3 years, depending on department
yeah,
requirements.
I understand
so,
that. Okay. We only got like 2 minutes left. Something that's always come up. Somebody mm-hmm. always usually calls in and says, you guys are paying more than L.A. You brought in, you looked it up and you brought it in this time. The annual salary for a Reading policeman is $76,742.40.
And that's top step.
Top step. That's top. It's under four. It's $39 an hour.
Yeah, that's after they've been a cop for quite some time.
Right. So, but they start off at $28. So, an hour in Los Angeles. Their top step for PO1. I'm not even sure what that is.
They have police officer 1, 2, and 3
right.
as they go through the ranks. So basically, you know, a police officer 1, top step in Los Angeles is $80,000 a year, and a police officer 3 is $89,847.
Right.
And that's directly off the Los Angeles police website.
So we're not paying more than the
– No.
Okay. Antioch is
$99,816.
Right, which is even more than Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Davis?
$82,649.
Stockton.
$76,620.
Right. Y'all are a little bit
right
above Stockton.
Yeah, $100 a year above Stockton. So, yeah. You know, when you look at the problem is that when you look at the hiring pool of candidates statewide, mm-hmm. We are in a competitive job market. And it's a job market that has a lot of openings right now and very few people that actually qualify to go into that. It's not easy okay. to become a cop.
And you're saying that a big thing right now, I know we got to go, is because of the 3 years you have to be pot free.
That's part of it. You know, whoa. CHP. CHP had 38,000 applicants in 4 days and like 75% of them couldn't pass the written exam.
Wow.
Whoa.
This is something that we're going to need to talk about at a later time because it's not just the police, it's the military too.
Merry Absolutely. Christmas,
Chief. Hey, look, keep your cars clean, keep your houses safe. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thanks.
Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If you're an American abroad, stay on your toes. That's the advice following release of a report on CIA interrogation post 9/11. At least a half dozen U.S. embassies warn of possible trouble. Michael Hayden, who headed the CIA during President George W. Bush's second term, says he always tried to keep Congress up to date on what the intelligence community was up to.
I didn't lie and I didn't mislead Congress.
Hayden, a guest on NBC's Today Show, a UN special investigator calls for the prosecution of some former senior U.S. officials over the treatment of suspected terrorists in the wake of 9/11. Well, it's snowing in Buffalo again, but this time it's part of a nor'easter that's moving across several states. Bruce Terry at the National Weather Service says some places could get around a foot of snow.
Those heaviest amounts will be from extreme northern Pennsylvania through New York State.